वासुदेवाय।
Chapter 12, chapter entitled Vritrasura's Glorious Death, text 21.
Klavidam mahadashcharyam yadrajah prakritestava vasudeve bhagavati सत्वात्मनि दिडम्मति क्लवदं महदाश्चर्यम्।
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation.
O Vritasur, demons are generally conducted by the mode of passion. Therefore, what a great wonder it is that although you are a demon, you have adopted the mentality of a devotee and have fixed your mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, who is always situated in pure goodness.
Purport.
King Indra wondered how Vritasura could have been elevated to the position of an exalted devotee. As for Prahlad Maharaj, he was initiated by Narad Muni, and therefore it was possible for him to become a great devotee, although he was born in a family of demons. For Vritasura, however, Indra could not detect such causes. Therefore he was struck with wonder that Vritasura was such an exalted devotee that he could fix his mind without deviation upon the lotus feet of Lord Krishna Vasudeva.
Krishna, take blessings of all the senior devotees and try to speak for their pleasure.
So, in this purport, Indra is very much surprised that how Vritasura has become a great devotee. One of the happiest moments for a devotee is the time of death, because he is going to achieve the perfection of his life, and it is a very happy moment for him to say, "Kuch ichha nahi." I have no more desires now, everything fulfilled over here, and going back to Godhead. And we see Vritasura in that exact position. Srila Prabhupada also on his deathbed, when he was asked, "You have any desires?" Srila Prabhupada said, "Kuch ichha nahi." In the previous purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions how so many people, Kirat, Huna, Andhra, Pulindas, Pulkashas, all the low-born or anyone can become completely purified and become a Mahabhagavat, Mahapurusha. And this can be done, he says, by taking anyone can be purified if he takes shelter of a pure devotee and molds his character according to the pure devotee's direction. And here, Indra is surprised that how Vritasura has become a Mahapurusha. So, when we see a puppet show or a theater, the unfortunate situation for the actors is that they are a part of the show. So they cannot see the show. They are acting, so they cannot relish what is being relished by the audience. But they do teach a lesson to everyone sitting in the audience, different things from their particular show. We are like the audience reading Srimad Bhagavatam and seeing Vritasura
and Indra performing this wonderful show and learning so many things from their pastime. Unfortunately for Indra, he does not know what's happening. So he's surprised that this person is a Mahapurusha. We are fortunate to have Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam and read it and understand this. So, how to become a Mahapurusha? By hearing the glories of the Lord and taking shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord. There is a nice shloka which says how the name of the Lord itself is so powerful. Apanna samsmritim ghoram yannam vibasho granan tatha sadhyo vimocheta yad vibheti swayam bhayam. Anybody who takes shelter of the holy names of the Lord, consciously or unconsciously, or at the time of some danger, he will also progress and become free from the cycle of birth and death, because the name of the Lord is so powerful. How is it that the name of the Lord is so powerful? Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport few things. He says that Krishna killed very powerful demons. Whom did he kill? Ravana, Kamsa, Putana. And people were fearful of these people, demons. And so because he killed them, he is very powerful. Second thing Prabhupada says is that he has put that same power in his holy name. And so his holy name has also become very powerful. And we know that everyone is fearful. This is a fact known to people, that people go to see horror movies. In a theater, one time they challenged, anybody sees this horror movie, they will get so many cash prizes. Nobody could do it, because everybody knows that they will be fearful. But here, yan naam vivasho granan tatha sadhyo vimocheta yad bhibeti swayam bhayam. Krishna's name is so powerful that even fear personified is fearful of that. This name, if chanted consciously or unconsciously, gives the same benefit. This is also very surprising. One young boy, he was deviated from a very good family and somehow got addicted to all the bad things of drinking wine, taking drugs, late nights, and would come late, very late night at home. And parents were so worried. They were fried out. But something he noticed, that he was in his own, under the spell of his drugs, sleeping. And he could feel someone whispering in his ears, "Pus, pus, 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 pus," every night. He could not understand. So one day, he was just trying to act that I'm sleeping. And he saw that his father was speaking something in his ear. And what was his father speaking? "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." Unconsciously he was hearing this, and he is a very wonderful devotee now. There is another person, he saw an ad in the newspaper, and the ad said, "Free harmonium classes." Address, ISKCON, Juhu Vile Parle. He said, "What is this ISKCON? Let's go. I have a nice instrument with me, Casio, but I cannot play it because I don't know how to play. And this is free, very nice." So he went. As he reached the outskirts of the temple, he saw ISKCON. And then the main gate is there on the left side. So he entered. He was so much in the mode of ignorance, he could not even understand this is a temple. So he just walked in.
He asked the watchman, where is this place, this address? So he said, just go straight, that's the Gurukul building in the end, and on the top floor, there is the music class. So he entered the music class, and he saw some children, some other people sitting, and a devotee in saffron with harmonium, chanting Hare Krishna. So he came, he met them, and this devotee told him, okay, so you have to, I'll teach you. And then after 2 days, the devotee said, now this is to learn good harmonium. You should know how to chant. You should know this, because then you'll become a good harmonium player. So he gave him a bead bag and beads. So this boy could not figure out, you know, what is the connection between harmonium and this bead bag. And he said, you should do this early morning. So this boy would get up early morning for exercise. So he said, I'll have to remove some time from my exercise and do this chanting now. So in the morning he was sitting and closed eyes, he was chanting Hare Krishna every day. Few rounds he was chanting, and he was told to increase his round also. But then after some time, one day when he was chanting, he just thought, you know, every day I'm going there and I'm chanting. What is this called? What is the connection with this? You know, he could not just figure out the connection. So he said, damn it. You know, but he could not throw the beads and the bead bag. So what to do with this? So in his house there was a temple with Durga, Ganesh, everyone. So in one corner, he just shoved the bead and bead bag and closed it. And within few months, because when you chant unknowingly about Krishna, that's almost like Namabhas. He got connected with devotees and now he's a brahmachari. So so that is the power of the holy name. Chanting holy name unknowingly, unconsciously also, can give so much of benefit. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in another shloka, Yat Pad Samashraya Suta Munaya Prashamayana Sadhya Punanti Upashprishta Swardhuni Apanu Sevaya. How can one actually become purified like that? Yat Pad Samashraya Suta, one who takes shelter of whom? Of great souls, Munaya. Because one may take bath in the Ganges, Swardhuni, the Ganga, Apo, the water can be used, Anusevaya, but still he will not become so purified or become purified fast. You know, this is the fast age. Everything, everyone wants fast. Transportation should be fast, which is not. You want communication, which is fast. Everything we want to be fast. So, if someone wants to become purified very fast, then they should read this shloka. Sadhya punanti upasprishta. Sadhya means immediately. One can become purified immediately. How? By taking shelter of Munaya, of great souls. One of the great souls is like Srila Prabhupada. And they can purify immediately. How is that? Devotees who met Srila Prabhupada, they recall, you know, how Srila Prabhupada, one day, like Haridas Prabhu from Radharas Bihari, he recalls, you know, I have eaten so many sweets, but Srila Prabhupada one day made this nice halwa for me, personally in game, and I remember. Other devotees recall, how Srila Prabhupada chastised me, I am so thankful to him. Left and right. That time I was crying, but now I am very happy. I have become purified. Srila Prabhupada, there was one devotee who was very expert at doing things, very perfect. He was Mr. Perfect. He would do this thing very nicely, get some things perfectly, all his services, he was very perfect. One day he brought some oranges for Srila Prabhupada. And he was very happy. I brought the best oranges. I am Mr. Perfect. And they all went for a morning walk. And Srila Prabhupada, as walking, he asked, "Who brought that oranges?" And he immediately jumped in the front. "Prabhupada, I brought it." "How are they?" Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Fifth class, like you." So he went, "Oh, what is this?" So if one wants to become really purified by taking shelter of pure devotees, then one should be prepared for both praise and chastisement. Unfortunately for myself, not been able to do that. But if one does that, then he will make very fast advancement in spiritual life. So, Swardhuni Apu Anu Sevaya, by taking shelter of great devotees. And why is it that these great devotees are so powerful in purifying? It is just like someone being connected to 40,000 volts. And if you touch him, you also become electrified. They are directly connected to Krishna. The word used over here is Sadhya Punanti Upasprishta. Upasprishta means they are in the service of delivering fallen souls in this Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada writes, they are in the confidential, most confidential service of the Lord of delivering the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. And that is what Krishna also wants, of taking them back to Godhead. And that's why they can purify very fast. Of course, they are also called as wise lords, Prabhupada writes. Wise president, wise. Wise means next in rank, subordinate. They are called as wise lords. Of course, they never call themselves as God. There are many so-called people who call themselves as God. And we ask them, "Why you are calling yourself?" "I'm not calling, my disciples are calling me." In ISKCON at some time, some devotees started spreading that Prabhupada is Krishna. He is God. And when Prabhupada came to know this, he immediately removed them from ISKCON. So that was Srila Prabhupada. That is how these great souls are. So Prabhupada writes in the end, the parampara mood is that sincere disciples of such pure devotees, they consider the spiritual master equal to God and always consider themselves as humble servants of such pure devotees. Prabhupada ends it by saying, this is the pure devotional path. Next slok Prabhupada says, Kova bhagvatas tasya punya shlokedya karmana shuddhi kamo na shrunayat yashah kalimalapaham. By hearing the virtuous glories of the Lord, one is delivered from the vices of this age. Kali Yuga is a very dirty place. If you want to clean your clothes, you put it in water. It is not cleansed. Then you put some agent, washing agent, and then it becomes cleansed. So the word malapaham, translated by Prabhupada as sanctifying agent. What is the sanctifying agent in this Kali Yuga? Glories of Krishna. They are the sanctifying agent of Kali Yuga, and one can become cleansed by hearing them. It's a very dirty age. Earlier times, people, they had, in the evening, it was, there was no television. There were no other facilities. So people would come together in a village, sit, hear Ram Katha, and go to sleep thinking about Lord Ram. We heard recently Ram Katha, so absorbing. But now people come together and hear Kam Katha, Lusti Katha, late night show on the television. And this is a very, very dangerous thing. I know family, 30 years marriage, and suddenly because the father has been watching so much of television, so much of Kam Katha, that is boiling with kama, and he goes and he starts having affair with 2-3 different people. Horrible life. Abominable. And the family is shocked that how is it that after 30 years of marriage, he is suddenly having such dirty things. All the dirt has gone in. Of course, in India, this may be a shock even now. In the West, they may be shocked. How did they stay for 30 years? Maybe a different thing, a different type of shock. So, this is the horrible situation. But this is very much there here in India now and spreading very wildly. And people should be very careful of, especially the television. It's the most dangerous thing. And it has got all the facility to break the four regulative principles. Meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, prominently. So, who can actually get out of this such type of vicious place? It's Kali Yuga. How can one be saved? One, Prabhupada says, who is engaged in pure devotional service, who are without any desire for self-aggrandizement. He uses this word. The dictionary says aggrand comes from French. Aggrand means one trying to show himself great or increase one's power or rank. Such activity is there. Everywhere you see this very prominently. People want to become someone great. Students will put great posters, great people's posters in their hostels. They may not want to bother what is their character. Kali Yuga means hypocrisy. Trying to become, not trying to be, it's very difficult to be what you are yourself. Struggling hard to become someone else. And even here, sometimes in devotional life, we face, because we are influenced so much, so difficult, become hypocritical. Just to be our own self becomes difficult, and try to become someone else. And when we are not able to do that, we become frustrated. And we lose taste for Krishna consciousness. So, such people who are free from this self-aggrandizement and freed from effects of fruitive activities and dry speculation. It is a duty of the leaders, Srila Prabhupada says, that they should take care of people properly, see to it that they become free from these vices. They are engaged properly. Prabhupada criticizes heavily the leaders of the society. A very sad situation, the leaders. They want peace and prosperity. They want friendship. They want everything. But unfortunately, Prabhupada writes, they don't have information of the simple method of chanting of the glories of the Supreme Lord. This seems to be really simple, but how powerful this is. One of our devotees preaching in schools is going to different principals, meeting them, requesting them, you know, please introduce some Krishna Katha in your school, if not directly, at least indirectly. And going to them, this is Kali Yuga. And nobody agreeing. The principal saying, no, what is this? What you can do? What moral science can you teach? You know, we are already doing so much. And as the principal is arguing with him, the principal gets a phone call. And immediately looks at the phone. And then he says, okay, you just come in my cabin. He takes him in the cabin. Starts speaking to him. See, can you really help? We have a big problem in our school. He said, now he's talking. What is your problem? He said, the problem is students are exchanging pornographic photographs and messages on mobiles. Because everyone has mobile. Even small kids. And while I was talking to you, someone messaged one to me on my mobile. Some student. So this is a big problem. Can you help in this? And, you know, Krishna somehow arranged for, exactly at that time when the devotee was talking with him, Krishna arranged for one student to send a message, and the devotee said, yes, why not, you know, and we will help you. And somehow they got entry into the school. So these are leaders. They do not know how to take care of people, how to protect them, how to make them free from these vices of this age. Prabhupada writes, this is a simple method of hearing and chanting. And he says that on the contrary, these leaders, instead of helping, they are opposing. What to speak of helping and assisting? Apart from that, they are opposing the movement. Srila Prabhupada, when he came to India, there was heavy opposition. They called him, you are bringing CIA agent, you are special agent. You are bringing all the CIA, all the Western devotees, they are all CIAs. He was criticized. None of the leaders appreciated. Although we see in Vrindavan, so many other places, nobody knew all these places. Srila Prabhupada came, established the temple, and all these so-called CIA agents started coming. And now this place has become more than a tourist place. It is flourishing. Probably they have brought maximum dollars. No one has brought so much. India has been helped so much. Prabhupada initially was criticized. None of these leaders helped him. One devotee who is somehow from North India and very much opposed. He is a brahmachari and he is opposed to all the Maharashtrian leaders specifically. And he says, one leader in Maharashtra, he says, I am Kshatriya. He says, I am Maratha. But then how is he allowing cow slaughter? He is proclaiming in newspapers, they are advertising, is Kshatriya, is Maratha. Now how is he allowing cow slaughter in today's time? This is the state of the leader. They also deny the existence of Lord. And more than that, they enact new plans every year of how to, in the name of secularism, how to save the country, how to bring peace, friendship. However, Srila Prabhupada says, how to get peace? What is the peace formula? He says, glorify Krishna for his virtuous activities as it is mentioned on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you hear and see dirty things, the heart will become dirty. If you hear criticism, the heart will become dirty. If you hear good things, it will become purified. And specifically, Srimad Bhagavatam is much more beyond good. These leaders in the West also, they faced a great problem of the hippies during the hippie movement. It was very difficult to take care of these hippies because if there is a gunda, you can hit him, slap him, break his legs. If there is a thief, you can put him in jail. But when a person becomes a drug addict, then he is already dead, so there is no point of hitting him. And you know, you whatever you do, the addiction is so strong, the urge is so strong that he does the same thing again. He will keep crying and then doing the same thing again. So during the hippie movement, the police and the government was putting hundreds of dollars, but they could not do anything for these hippies. They were very much troubled. So they would sometimes catch the hippies and bring him. They knew this. There was one old man over here. He has changed these hippies. So they would bring him to Prabhupada. You take care of him. Hippies into happies. This is a proof that although it is a simple method, it is so powerful that no material method can actually help, but this can help. Tasya karmani udarani parigitani suribhi bruina shaddhadhanana leelaya dadata kalaha. Hearing about the adventures of different incarnations, people of material world become attracted to the spiritual world. This shloka word mentioned is shraddhadhanana, with respect. Hearing leelaya dadata kalaha of the different incarnations of the Lord. In Kali Yuga, people, they become attracted. Prabhupada writes, material creation is manifested for some time. And it is the shadow of the spiritual world. It's something like, can be linked to a cinema, Prabhupada says. If this is material world is like a cinema, where people are becoming attracted to all the illusions. So, Bruhina Shraddhananam Leelaya Dutta Kalaha. Lord Krishna also performs his movies. When here in the material world there is a movie, for 25 weeks it becomes Silver Jubilee. For 50 weeks it becomes Golden Jubilee. More than that it becomes Diamond Jubilee. And Krishna comes Yuge Yuge, Yuga Jubilee, to perform different Leelas. Why does he perform all these Leelas? Because there is no other way for us to become attracted and become purified. Prabhupada writes that this is like this material world also, there are so many activities, but less intelligent people, they become attracted to all the different types of activities over here and they stay here. Those who are not conversant with these activities, the Lord being very kind, comes and sometimes shows his mercy and lets them participate in his Leelas. And they become attracted. So many wonderful Leelas the Lord is performing, called as Ghasitaram. One pastime of Krishna, told by one devotee in Pune Youth Festival. Lord Krishna, how he is attracting by these activities. And different types of people, some become attracted to his childhood pastimes. And many take inspiration from other pastimes. And they question us also. But whatever they do, they are attracted. Even though they disagree, he is wrong, but they are attracted. That is Krishna. Whatever he does, people become attracted. So here, Lord Krishna does not want to drink milk. Mother Yashoda, like any other mother, wants to see her child healthy. And she forces him, drink, drink, drink. He says, no, no, no. So she says, okay, see, if you drink this milk, your shikha will also become long like Dauji, like your elder brother. Okay? He said, really? Then I will drink. And he starts drinking. And as he's drinking, he's checking whether it's growing. And he's checking. And then immediately Mother Yashoda feeds him the whole thing. And when everything is done, he says, it has not become long, you're a liar. He starts fighting with the mother. But her work is done. And people, when they read this, oh, this God, Krishna, he's performing such leelas. So attractive, so beautiful. And they name their children Kana, Krishna. They have some grandchildren. They call them like that. They become attracted actually to Krishna. That is Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada writes that there are so many people. Shraddha Dananam. One should be ready to accept all these pastimes with respect. And then he will benefit more. The karmis, the jnanis, they are benefiting in their own different ways. But the real benefactor is the sattvata, he says. One who is a great devotee. And the highest spiritual benefit, which is unknown to the karmis and jnanis, he gets it. They are busy, karmis, jnanis, in their own way. Devotees are also busy. Prabhupada gives in the next verse very important thing. He says, those who are present during the Lord's pastime, they will benefit. They have benefited. But those who hear about his pastime, they will also benefit. There was an equity share. People invested and everyone benefited. But I was not there. No problem. You just hear about the equity share and the money and the profits. Still you will benefit. So everyone will benefit. Whoever is hearing or participating. This is so wonderful. Vayam tuna vipritiyama uttama shloka vikrame yat shinvatam rasagnyanam swadu swadu pade pade. Glories of Krishna can be heard repeatedly and it still remains very wonderful. It does not become stale like these material things that we hear. You buy a newspaper, next day you sell it, and if you get some few rupees by kino, by the kgs, you are very happy. Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said, can be read repeatedly, and every time one reads, one will get more light of information. He says, mundane news is static and transcendental news is dynamic, just as the material world is static and the spiritual world is dynamic. People want sensation. They want news and sensation. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was coming out with newspaper, and someone asked him,
how is it possible you are coming out with a Krishna conscious newspaper? Can there be news every day about this one same Bhagavad Gita and Krishna? Shri Bhaktisiddhanta said, yes, why not? Krishna is unlimited. His activities are unlimited. Your material news can be limited, but our news can be unlimited. How is Krishna unlimited? In one lecture on Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says that how Krishna expands to Balram. Balramji expands into the Chaturvyu, and then they expand Narayan, then he expands into the Chaturvyu, and then again there are more expansions. So there are unlimited Narayans. Therefore, there are unlimited Vaikuntha planets. So many Vaikuntha planets everywhere. And that is the spiritual world. Unlimited. Then there is material world. So many universes, if you tell a scientist, you're talking so much about so many things. We have done this, we know what is the distance, but like we went to the farm, at night you can see so many stars, and the scientist starts looking at the stars, he should think that there are so many stars. Do I actually know about everyone and everything? How meager and small I am. That is what Srila Prabhupada said, that we are not against science. We are against such scientists who say that we know everything. That is wrong. That is criticizing. So, this one material world itself is so unlimited. What to speak of this one material world? So many things we don't know here. One atom itself is unlimited, Prabhupada says. You break down, scientists trying to break down an atom, and then they are coming out. The smallest particle is electron. No, then proton. No, neutron. No. So many other trons, they are not able to figure out what is the smallest particle in one atom. Prabhupada says it is becoming unlimited for them. Because Krishna is andhantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. He is situated in every atom. That is also unlimited. And Krishna's name is Ananta. He is also unlimited. Therefore his creation, everything is unlimited. So what is the problem in having news? Why it cannot be unlimited? Prabhupada mentions that mundane literature is in the mode of darkness and transcendental literature is beyond that. Mode of darkness is something which sucks you in. The more you try to go in ignorance, it will take you in more and more. And if you associate with transcendental literature, it will uplift you. It says it is unluminous. It is luminous with progressive reading and realization becomes more and more. One gets more transcendental realization as one progresses in his reading. One girl in one lecture questioned Srila Prabhupada that, realizing God, how many ways are there to realize God? Srila Prabhupada said, realizing God, there is only one way, not many ways. Right? And he gave example. Just like Columbus wanted to find India, and he started, instead of going to the east, he went to the west. And he reached America. He found America. Right? So there is only one way. So the girls start arguing. But if Columbus had gone much further, around, then he would have anyways found India. That is also right. Because the earth is round. So east is here, west is here. If he would have gone, he could have found India. So Prabhupada said, yes, that is true. That, Columbus would have gone further ahead. He would have, but then, if you try to search for God in that way, you will take many, many lifetimes. Just like Columbus would have taken much more time to find India, you will take many lifetimes to find God. Therefore, there is one way, and this is the right way. So you do this, and you will immediately get Krishna. So the Mayavadis also, although very much inspired by chanting Aham Brahmasmi and so many other, they say, Prabhupada writes, it becomes hackneyed for them, boring. And when they become so bored by chanting Aham Brahmasmi, they take up to Srimad Bhagavatam ultimately. That is the place where they can actually get some taste and relish. Kritavan kila karmani saharamena keshava atimartani bhagavan guda manasha guda kapata manusha. Lord Krishna appears masked
and comes and plays over here, performs all these different pastimes. Prabhupada writes in the purport that knowledge of Krishna's birth as human and deeds are sufficient for one's liberation. And he says that one cannot become God by austerity. It is not that one can become God. And he says in Bengal, there are so many people by called as incarnations, by some popular vote, they become God. I went to Goa some time back, and after the lecture, one person, Hindi lecture, after that he came from North India, working as a tile fitter. We have so many people fitting tiles. He had come for the lecture. And he said, Parbhuji, main tile fitting karta hun. And I was doing this tile fitting in one temple. So many temples I have done. And when one temple I saw one photograph of one man with big mustache, shirt and pant, and there was garland put around him. There was nice garland put. So I thought, hare hare hare, kitna achha aadmi tha, mar gaya. As I was thinking and putting my tile, and I turned behind and I saw the same man. And I shouted, Booth, 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 and I ran away. He was telling me this after the Sunday feast, and I was laughing. I'm sure you understand who this man is. That's why you are also laughing. He started, Booth. And then people told me, hey, why are you running? He said, I saw this man dead over there on the photograph, and now he's here. He said, no, he's Bhagawan. He said, what? In pant and shirt? Surprise. So he came to ask me, is really Bhagawan? I said, no. Then I explained the whole thing to him. First we had a hearty laugh and then told him the whole thing. I mean, even an uneducated person can understand who's sincere that no one can become God by austerity and, you know, like this. How foolish. How people are becoming fooled. Prabhupada writes in another place, this is a world of cheaters and cheated. Yes, we have heard that so many times. And he says, those who are attracted towards sense gratification, they become attracted to such so-called incarnations. Because you want to do sense gratification, but you need a philosophy. And this sadhu says, come here, I will give you a philosophy for your sense gratification. Take my shelter. Like that. So, instead of worshipping God, they are worshipping so many other people. Just like, if I ask the opinion of all the people over here, Mr. Duke Menendez. Duke Menendez attacked his neighbor 2 times in 2 months. And because of that, he was put in prison. This is in the US. And attacking a neighbor 2 times, Duke Menendez was put in prison and sentenced to death. And because of that, his family members, the Duke family, appealed to the court that no, you cannot do this. This is a very heavy punishment. Death punishment just for attacking, and that is the punishment. And it's surprising. Attack the neighbor, and so they started a website, and I have paper cutting with me. Anybody wants, they can see it afterwards. That there is a website over here, and those people who want to voice their name for saving Duke Menendez, they can write on this. And the one student brought this to me just yesterday, day before yesterday night, that this is what is happening. And I said, really? Wow. And before this becomes the story of Sargal Singh, Duke Menendez is a dog, and he attacked the neighboring dog. He attacked him twice, and because of that, the court sentenced him to death. And so his family has appealed in higher court that please don't kill our dog. You have death for, it's the nature of a dog to bite another dog. It is natural that one dog will bite another dog. And there is a whole international issue of it. People talking about dog, how to save this dog, website on a dog, and his photograph is there. Save the dog. Please, for God for sake, start talking about God. Stop dog. And if someone thinks so much about dog, he's surely going to become dog in his next life.
What else? God knows what this dog was in last life. Anyways, it's 9 o'clock. We'll end our class over here. Thank you very much for your tolerant hearing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.